Ball State University first announced its McKinley Commons project in April of 2012. Slated for the corner of McKinley and University Avenues, the building, with a full-service hotel and two restaurants, was to be run by university students as an immersive learning project. But local business Hyatt Printing was literally standing in the way of construction. Owner Chris Hyatt wouldn't sell. As a public university, Ball State Board of Trustees voted to use eminent domain to force Hyatt to sell the building, saying McKinley Commons was for public use. Here's Board Vice President Frank Hancock back in 2012.
I think in this case, it's the right thing to do for the university. I think it's the right thing to do for the city of Muncie. In all honesty, I think it's a good thing for the business owner.
Chris Hyatt fought the eminent domain claim in court. Here he is in a 2013 interview with Ball State's WCRD student radio station.
And they work under the pretense that they are entitled to take the property. Our position at this point in time is they're not entitled for the take.
Last year, the university dropped its claim. Today, officials say the school has reached a deal with Hyatt to buy the building on McKinley Avenue. Hyatt could not be reached for comment. Ball State University officials also wouldn't answer questions about the Hyatt Printing purchase or the final sale price. In a statement, Business Affairs Vice President Randy Howard says he's happy that an arrangement satisfactory to all parties has been found. Hyatt Printing will still continue to operate at its other building on Wheeling Avenue. According to the university, the hotel portion of McKinley Commons will have about 100 rooms. It will be built at the same time as a downtown Muncie hotel project with about 150 rooms. Ball State University did not say when construction on McKinley Commons would begin or end. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.